In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, Allah's edict is coming, so do not seek to hasten it. Immaculate is He, and exalted above having any partners that they ascribe to Him. He sends down the angels with the spirit of His command to whomever He wishes of His servants. Warn the people that there is no God except Me, so be wary of Me. He created the heavens and the earth with the truth. He is above having any partners that they ascribe to Him. He created man from a drop of seminal fluid, and behold, he is an open contender. He created the cattle in which there is warmth for you and other uses, and some of them you eat. There is in them a beauty for you when you bring them home for rest and when you drive them forth to pasture. And they bear your burdens to towns which you cannot reach except by straining yourselves. Indeed, your Lord is most kind and merciful. And horses, mules, and asses for you to ride them, and for adornment, and He creates what you do not know. With Allah rests guidance to the straight path, and some of them are devious. And had He wished, He would have guided you all. It is He who sends down water from the sky, from it you get your drink, and from it are sustained the plants wherein you pasture your herds. With it He makes the crops grow for you, and olives, date palms, vines, and fruits of all kinds. There is indeed a sign in that for a people who reflect. He disposed the night and the day for you, and the sun, the moon, and the stars are disposed by His command. There is indeed a sign in that for a people who apply reason. And whatever He has created for you in the earth of diverse hues, there is indeed a sign in that for a people who take admonition. It is He who disposed the sea for your benefit, that you may eat from it fresh meat, and obtain from it ornaments which you wear, and you see the ships plowing through it, and that you may seek of His grace, and that you may give thanks. He cast in the earth firm mountains, lest it should shake with you, and made streams and ways, so that you may be guided. And the landmarks as well, and by the stars they are guided. Is He who creates like one who does not create? Will you not then take admonition? If you enumerate Allah's blessings, you will not be able to count them. Indeed, Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. Allah knows whatever you hide and whatever you disclose. Those whom they invoke besides Allah do not create anything, and are themselves created. They are dead, not living, and are not aware when they will be resurrected. Your God is the one God. Those who do not believe in the hereafter, their hearts are amiss, and they are arrogant. Undoubtedly, Allah knows whatever they hide and whatever they disclose. Indeed, He does not like the arrogant. When they are told, "What is it that your Lord has sent down?" they say, "Mitts of the ancients," that they may bear their entire burdens on the day of resurrection, along with some of the burdens of those whom they lead astray without any knowledge. Look, evil is what they bear. Those who were before them had also schemed. Then Allah raised their edifice from the foundations, and the roof collapsed upon them from above, and the punishment overtook them, whence they were not aware of. Then He will disgrace them on the day of resurrection, and say, "Where are My partners, for whose sake you used to defy Allah?" Those who were given knowledge will say, "Indeed, today disgrace and distress pursue the faithless." Those whom the angels take away while they are wronging themselves, thereat they submit, "We were not doing any evil." Yes, indeed, Allah knows best what you used to do. Enter the gates of hell to remain in it forever. Evil is the final abode of the arrogant.
But to those who were God-wary, it will be said, "What is it that your Lord has sent down?" They will say, "Good." For those who do good in this world, there will be a good reward, and the abode of the hereafter is better, and the abode of the God-wary is surely excellent.
The gardens of Eden, which they will enter with streams running in them, there they will have whatever they wish, and thus does Allah reward the God-wary. Those whom the angels take away while they are pure, they say to them, "Peace be to you, enter paradise because of what you used to do." Do they await anything but that the angels should come to them, or your Lord's edict should come? Those who were before them had acted likewise. Allah did not wrong them, but they used to wrong themselves.
So the evils of what they had earned visited them, and they were besieged by what they used to deride. The polytheists say, had Allah wished, we would not have worshipped anything besides Him, neither we, nor our fathers, nor would we have held anything holy besides Him. Those who were before them had acted likewise. Is the apostles' duty anything but to communicate in clear terms? Certainly we raised an apostle in every nation to preach, worship Allah, and keep away from the rebel. Then among them were some whom Allah guided, and among them were some who deserved to be in error. So travel over the land, and then observe how was the fate of the deniers. If you are eager for them to be guided, indeed Allah does not guide those who mislead others, and they will have no helpers. They swear by Allah with solemn oaths that Allah will not resurrect those who die. Yes, indeed, it is a promise binding upon Him, but most people do not know. That He may clarify for them what they differ about, and that the faithless may know that they were liars. All that we say to a thing, when we will it, is to say to it, be, and it is. Those who migrate for the sake of Allah, after they have been wrong, we will surely settle them in a good place in the world, and the reward of the hereafter is surely greater, had they known. Those who are patient and put their trust in their Lord. We did not send any apostles before you except as men to whom we revealed. Ask the people of the reminder if you do not know. And sent them with manifest proofs and scriptures. We have sent down the reminder to you so that you may clarify for the people that which has been sent down to them, so that they may reflect. Do those who make evil schemes feel secure that Allah will not make the earth swallow them, or the punishment will not overtake them whence they are not aware of? Or that He will not seize them in the midst of their bustle, whereupon they will not be able to thwart Him? Or that He will not visit them with attrition? Indeed, your Lord is most kind and merciful. Have they not regarded that whatever thing Allah has created casts its shadow to the right and to the left, prostrating to Allah in utter humility? To Allah prostrates whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, including animals and angels, and they are not arrogant. They fear their Lord above them and do what they are commanded. And Allah has said, do not worship two gods. Indeed, He is the one God, so be in awe of Me alone. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth, and to Him belongs the enduring religion. Will you then be wary of other than Allah? Whatever blessing you have is from Allah. Then when a distress befalls you, you make entreaties to Him. Then when He removes the distress from you, behold, a part of them ascribe partners to their Lord. Being unthankful for what we have given them, so let them enjoy, soon they shall know. To what they do not know, they attribute a share in what we have provided them with. By Allah, you will surely be questioned concerning what you used to fabricate. And they attribute daughters to Allah, immaculate is He, while they will have what they desire. When one of them is brought the news of a female newborn, his face becomes darkened, and he chokes with suppressed agony. He hides from the people out of distress at the news he has been brought. Shall he retain it in humiliation or bury it in the ground? Look, evil is the judgment that they make. For those who do not believe in the hereafter, there is an evil description, and the loftiest description belongs to Allah, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Were Allah to take mankind to task for their wrongdoing, He would not leave any living being upon it, but He respites them until a specified time, so when their time comes they shall not defer it by a single hour, nor shall they advance it. They attribute to Allah what they dislike for themselves, and their tongues assert the lie that the best reward will be theirs. Undoubtedly the fire shall be their lot, and they will be foremost in entering it. By Allah, we have certainly sent apostles to nations before you, but Satan made their deeds seem decorous to them, so he is their master today, and there is a painful punishment for them. We did not send down the book to you except for the purpose that you may clarify for them what they differ about, and as a guidance and mercy for a people who have faith. Allah sends down water from the sky with which He revives the earth after its death. There is indeed a sign in that for a people who listen. There is indeed a moral for you in the cattle. We give you to drink of that which is in their bellies, from between intestinal waste and blood, as pure milk, pleasant to those who drink. And of the fruits of date palms and vines, from which you draw wine and goodly provision. There are indeed signs in that for a people who apply reason. And your Lord inspired the bee, saying, Make your home in the mountains and on the trees and the trellises that they erect. Then eat from every kind of fruit and follow meekly the ways of your Lord. There issues from its belly a juice of diverse hues, in which there is cure for the people. There is indeed a sign in that for a people who reflect. Allah has created you, then He takes you away, and there are some among you who are relegated to the nethermost age, so that He knows nothing after having possessed some knowledge. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-powerful. Allah has granted some of you an advantage over others in respect of provision. Those who have been granted an advantage do not give over their provision to their slaves, so that they become equal in its respect. What? Will they dispute the blessing of Allah? Allah made for you mates from your own selves, and appointed for you from your mates children and grandchildren, and we provided you with all the good things. What? Will they believe in falsehood while they deny the blessing of Allah? They worship besides Allah what has no power to provide them with anything from the heavens and the earth, nor are they capable of doing that. So do not draw comparisons for Allah. Indeed, Allah knows, and you do not know. Allah draws a parable, a chattel who has no power over anything, and one whom we have provided a goodly provision, and who spends out of it secretly and openly. Are they equal? All praise belongs to Allah, but most of them do not know. Allah draws another parable, two men, one of whom is dumb, having no power over anything, and who is a liability to his master. Wherever he directs him, he does not bring any good. Is he equal to someone who enjoins justice and is steady on a straight path? To Allah belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth. The matter of the hour is just like the twinkling of an eye, or even swifter. Indeed, Allah has power over all things. Allah has brought you forth from the bellies of your mothers while you did not know anything. He made for you hearing, eyesight, and hearts so that you may give thanks. Have they not regarded the birds disposed in the air of the sky? No one sustains them except Allah. There are indeed signs in that for a people who have faith. It is Allah who has made for you your homes as a place of rest, and He made for you homes out of the skins of the cattle, which you find portable on the day of your shifting, and on the day of your halt, and out of their wool, their fur, and hair furniture, and wares, enduring for a while. It is Allah who has made for you shade from what He created, and made for you retreats in the mountains, and made for you garments that protect you from heat, and garments that protect you from your mutual violence. That is how He completes His blessing upon you, so that you may submit to Him. But if they turn their backs on you, your duty is only to communicate in clear terms. They recognize the blessing of Allah, and then deny it, and most of them are faithless. The day we shall raise a witness from every nation, then the faithless will not be permitted to speak, nor will they be asked to propitiate Allah. And when the wrongdoers cite the punishment, it shall not be lightened for them, nor will they be granted any respite. When the polytheists cite their partners, they will say, Our Lord, these are our partners whom we used to invoke besides you. But they will retort to them, You are indeed liars. They will submit to Allah on that day, and what they used to fabricate will forsake them. Those who are faithless and bar from the way of Allah, we shall add punishment to their punishment because of the corruption they used to cause. The day we raise in every nation a witness against them from among themselves, we shall bring you as a witness against these. We have sent down the book to you as a clarification of all things, and as a guidance and mercy and good news for the Muslims. Indeed, Allah enjoins justice and kindness and generosity towards relatives, and He forbids indecency, wrong, and aggression. He advises you so that you may take admonition. Fulfill Allah's covenant when you pledge, and do not break your oaths after pledging them solemnly, and having made Allah a witness over yourselves. Indeed, Allah knows what you do. Do not be like her who would undo her yarn, breaking it up after spinning it to strength by making your oaths a means of mutual deceit among yourselves, so that one community may become more affluent than another community. Allah only tests you thereby, and He will surely clarify for you on the day of resurrection what you used to defer about. Had Allah wished, He would have made you one community, but He leads astray whomever He wishes and guides whomever He wishes, and you will surely be questioned concerning what you used to do. Do not make your oaths a means of mutual deceit among yourselves, lest feet should stumble after being steady, and lest you suffer ill for barring from the way of Allah, and there be a great punishment for you. Do not sell Allah's covenant for a paltry gain. Indeed, what is with Allah is better for you, should you know. That which is with you will be spent, but what is with Allah shall last, and we will surely pay the patient their reward by the best of what they used to do. Whoever acts righteously, whether male or female, should he be faithful, we shall revive him with a good life, and pay them their reward by the best of what they used to do. When you recite the Qur'an, seek the protection of Allah against the outcast Satan. Indeed, he does not have any authority over those who have faith and put their trust in their Lord. His authority is only over those who befriend him and those who make him a partner of Allah. When we change a sign with another in its place, and Allah knows best what he sends down, they say, "You are just a fabricator." Rather, most of them do not know. Say, "The Holy Spirit has brought it down duly from your Lord to fortify those who have faith and as a guidance and good news for the Muslims." We certainly know that they say, "It is only a human that instructs him. The language of him to whom they refer is non-Arabic, while this is a clear Arabic language." Indeed, those who do not believe in the signs of Allah, Allah shall not guide them, and there is a painful punishment for them. Only those fabricate lies who do not believe in the signs of Allah, and it is they who are the liars. Whoever renounces faith in Allah after affirming his faith, barring someone who is compelled while his heart is at rest in faith, but those who open up their breasts to unfaith, upon such shall be Allah's wrath, and there is a great punishment for them. That because they preferred the life of the world to the hereafter, and that Allah does not guide the faithless lot. They are the ones on whose hearts Allah has set a seal, and on their hearing and their sight as well, and it is they who are the heedless. Undoubtedly, they are the ones who will be the losers in the hereafter. Then indeed your Lord, to those who migrated after they were persecuted and waged jihad and were patient, indeed after that, your Lord will surely be all-forgiving, all-merciful. The day when every soul will come pleading for itself, and every soul will be recompensed fully for what it has done, and they will not be wronged. Allah draws a parable, a town secure and peaceful. Its provision came abundantly from every place, but it was ungrateful toward Allah's blessings, so Allah made it taste hunger and fear because of what they used to do. There had certainly come to them an apostle from among themselves, but they impugned him, so the punishment seized them while they were wrongdoers. So eat out of what Allah has provided you as lawful and good, and give thanks for Allah's blessing, if it is Him that you worship. He has forbidden you only carrion, blood, the flesh of the swine, and that which has been offered to other than Allah. But should someone be compelled without being rebellious or aggressive, indeed Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. Do not say, asserting falsely with your tongues, "This is lawful and this is unlawful," to fabricate lies against Allah. Indeed, those who fabricate lies against Allah will not be felicitous. A trifling enjoyment, and there will be a painful punishment for them. We forbade to the Jews what we have recounted to you earlier, and we did not wrong them, but they used to wrong themselves. Then indeed your Lord, to those who commit evil out of ignorance, and then repent after that and reform, indeed after that your Lord will surely be all-forgiving, all-merciful. Indeed Abraham was a nation obedient to Allah, a Hanif, and he was not one of the polytheists. Grateful as he was for his blessings, he chose him and guided him to a straight path. We gave him good in this world, and in the hereafter he will indeed be among the righteous. Then we reveal to you, saying, "Follow the creed of Abraham, a Hanif, and he was not one of the polytheists." The Sabbath was only prescribed for those who deferred about it. Your Lord will indeed judge between them on the day of resurrection, concerning that about which they used to defer. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good advice, and dispute with them in a manner that is best. Indeed, your Lord knows best those who stray from his way, and he knows best those who are guided. And if you retaliate, retaliate with the like of what you have been made to suffer, but if you are patient, that is surely better for the patient. So be patient, and you cannot be patient except with Allah's help, and do not grieve for them, nor be upset by their guile. Indeed, Allah is with those who are God-wary and those who are virtuous.